For many people, tonight may be your last meeting here.
你有一个机会能够接受耶稣基督的爱，或者是空空的回去。
Maybe you have a chance to receive the love of Lord Jesus, or you go home empty.
我希望你能够靠着主的恩典，能够在今天晚上做一个抉择。
I really hope that depending on His grace, you will make a decision tonight.
昨天晚上第一堂的时候，我谈到说，我们每一个人都在寻找自我。
Last night in our first message, we talked about everyone was seeking an identity for himself.
我们都需要别人来爱我。We
all need others to love us.
我们需要别人的爱来肯定我这个人的价值。
We really need other people's love so that we can be reaffirmed of our values.
但是我们也发现人的爱会改变。But
we discover that the human love can change.
人的标准会在随着时间在转换。
The human standard will also change by the passing of time.
我们必须透过耶稣基督的爱来肯定我们这个人的价值。
We must confirm our own value through the love of the Lord Jesus.
这是一个自我的突破。
This is a breakthrough of oneself.
唯有我们能够摆脱这个捆锁，我们经历到天上的生命。
Only if we can break this burden, our bondage, then we can experience this love of heaven.
今天早上我们谈到说，我们跟神的关系，我们需要有一个突破。
This morning we talk about the breakthrough between our relationship with God.
许多人他没有办法把自己交给主。
Many people couldn't yield oneself to the Lord.
因为他还抓得很紧，抓自己，抓人，抓事。
Because they are holding fast onto something, themselves, others, or their careers.
其实他没有想到说放开手就能够安息，真正的得享安息在基督里面。
They have not thought about just by releasing their hold, they could enjoy and experience the abundance of the Lord.
今天早上我也用了一个例子，说有一个人走路在山上滚下去。
I gave an example illustration this morning. Certain people fell down the cliff.
他紧紧地抓住一棵树。
He held fast to a tree branch.
他在那边喊救命。
He was crying out for help.
结果等了很久，上面有一个声音说：“我在。”
And after some time, he heard a voice from up the cliff saying that, "I'm here."
所以可能你就是那个人在那边寻找拯救。
Maybe you are that person looking for help.
而神说，我在。
And God said, "I am here."
他给你的一个挑战就是说，你真的相信我吗？
His challenge to you is, "Do you really believe me?"
我这两天有机会跟一些慕道的朋友在聊天。
During this conference, I had several occasions to chat with people who are still seeking.
我感觉得到有一些人就紧紧抓住他能够抓住的。
I can feel that there are certain person holding fast onto something they could.
但是他的感受是悬在半空中。
But they still feel they are hanging midway in the air.
他觉得我抓住这些东西又怎么样？
They were thinking, you know, what does that mean, you know, by holding onto something?
所以他在寻求，我知道。
So I know they are seeking.
你也在寻求。
And you are also seeking.
今天神就在你的心门外。
Today, God is outside your door.
他说我在。
He says, "I'm here."
你愿意相信吗？
Are you willing to
你相信？
Believe? If you believe,
放手。
Let go of what you are holding.
把你自己交给我。
And yield yourself to me.
我希望你不要像我举的那个故事，那个人马上抓得更紧。
I hope you are not like the person in my illustration, holding even tighter to the tree branch.
然后说，上面还有没有其他人呢？
And asking at the same time, are there anyone else out there?
上面没有其他人，就是那位你可以信得过的主。
There's no other person than the Lord Jesus whom you can believe.
我又想到今天下午跟一个弟兄在聊天的时候，用了一个比喻。
I remember another illustration I used while chatting with another brother.
我说有一个乡下人，他扛着一担子很重的果菜，要到城市里面去卖。
Certain peasant carrying a burden of load fruit of vegetables, he's trying to sell it in the city.
这是他赖以为生的 这个担子，他不能够放。
This was his livelihood. He has to carry it very carefully.
他在路上满头大汗，
sweating, very heavy.
哎，有一个朋友在那个路上刚好开了一部 pickup， 一个小货车。
There's a friend driving by on a pickup truck.
哎，他跟那看见他这位老兄那么劳累，他说他把车子停下来，他说：“哎，老兄，我给你一个 ride。”
He pulled over. He said, "I'll give you a lift."
啊，他说谢谢，就上车了。
Thanked him very much, and hop onto the pick.
那这个司机就开车子。
The truck driver was driving.
哎呀，开了一阵子，糟糕，怎么后面还有人？哎呦，还在那边。
After a while, he still hears this. Sound of someone laboring.
他回头看一下，哎呀，奇怪，怎么他还扛着那个担子在车上
？He turned back and he saw this person still carrying his load.
他马上把车子挪到 pull over to the side.
He pulled over to the side again.
然后就下车跟说，哎，老兄，我给你一个便车，就是免得你那么劳累。你老兄已经上车就休息了嘛。
He said, "Buddy, I'm giving you this ride so that you can have some rest."
这个乡下的忠实的老人家哈。
This honest person or whatever.
他说：“哎呀，对不起。
”Naive person. He said,
他说：“我已经非常谢谢你，让我不要跑路了。
”I really thank you. Really appreciate that that I don't have to walk anymore.
我不好意思再把我的担子放在你的车上。
I'm embarrassed to let you carry my load as well.
我很感激了你那么关心我。
I really appreciate your help.
今天许多人其实。在基督里面，但是没有把你的担子放下。
Many people today, even though you are in Christ Jesus, yet you have not let him carry your burden.
也可能像那个抓住那个树枝的人，信不过神。
Maybe you are like that person holding onto the branch. You do not have enough trust.
圣经告诉我们说，凡劳苦担重担，可以到他那边去。他要叫你得安息。
The Bible tells us that those who are weary and heavy laden come to God, He'll give you rest.
耶稣基督不但只要给你一个 ride, 也要帮助你卸下你的重担。
Not only Jesus Christ will give you a ride, but also will carry your burden as well.
我们低头做个祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你这两天你已经向我们说话，我们也知道你已经得着好几位慕道朋友的信。但是你的心不满足，因为你愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。主啊，今天晚上对许多人来说，他们听完这篇道就要离开这里，他们前路往何处去我们不知道，主，但是他们心中的重担你看见，因此我们巴不得你真的你自己的爱你的大能向他们显明，让他们看见你是一个托付可以托付终身的主。当我们安静的时候，我不晓得在座有没有慕道的朋友，你愿意得着耶稣基督，把你的担子卸给他？有的话，请你把手举一下。
I was wondering whether anyone here who is willing to let Christ Jesus carry your load. If so, will you please raise your hand?
有没有这样子的朋友
？Is there anyone like that?
这是你的机会。
This is your opportunity.
你愿意得着耶稣基督，他已经为你死，已经舍弃了他的生命，要给你。
You're willing to receive Christ who already died for you.
有没有这样子的朋友
？Is there anyone here？
没有人在看
，Nobody watching。
神在等待你对他的爱的反应。
God is waiting。
感谢主，请放下。还有没有
？I see that hand. Thank you. Is there another？
有没有呢
？Anyone else？
神爱你到一个地步，在你还做罪人的时候，就把他的独生爱子赐给你。
God so loved you while you're still sinners, He gave you His only Son.
有没有呢
？Anyone else？
他在等待你。
He is waiting。
要把这个爱给你。
He wants to give you His love.
有的话，你不要拒绝圣灵的感动。
So please do not resist the Spirit.
我再问最后一次。
I ask for last time.
有没有这样子的朋友
？Anyone here?
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
你愿意接受他吗
？Are you willing to receive Him?
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，你给我们今天晚上聚会刚开始的时候就看见圣灵的工作。
Lord, we really thank you as we're just about to begin our message tonight. We already see the Spirit working.
我们心中感谢赞美你。
We really thank you from our heart.
因为你自己说你在高天之上看见一个人得救，你心中得到满足，天使天君也一同欢呼高兴。
Because we know that when you know that there's only even one person being saved, you're so happy, and the heavenly host are also happy with you.
有一位姐妹这样子做了表示，主你看见。
A sister made such a indication, and you see it.
求你圣灵继续在其他那些挣扎的朋友的心中工作。
We ask your spirit to continue working among those people who are still struggling.
让他们经历到怎么样完全把自己交在你手中的那种喜乐。
So they have experienced the joy that they yield themselves completely to you.
把荣耀归给你。
May you have all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督圣名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 今天晚上我的重点要放在我们这个人跟另外一些人关系的突破这个主题上面。
Tonight, I'm talking about the breakthrough between an individual with others around them.
换句话是人我的突破。
It's a breakthrough between oneself and someone else.
昨天晚上第一堂我谈到自我的突破。
The first evening, talking about the breakthrough of oneself.
今天早上我谈到我们人神之间关系的突破。
And this morning, I talk about the breakthrough of the relationship between a person and God.
我们活在世上。脱离不了跟另外一些人发生关系。
So we cannot avoid establishing relationships with other people.
除非有一天我们离开这个人世。
Until the time we leave this world.
而我发现
I discovered
最让人头痛或者麻烦的就是人际关系。
The thing that troubled most people is a relationship with others.
我想我随便点一下都可以点出有一些人在这里，你跟某一些人过不去。
I know there are even several here who have some problem with others.
可能是跟你的父母。
Maybe with your parents.
可能是跟你的岳母，哈。
Maybe your
丈母娘
in-laws.
也说不定。或者跟你的公公婆婆。
Your in-laws.
或者是你先生跟太太。
Maybe with your spouse.
父母跟儿女。
Maybe with your children.
或者跟你的同事。
Maybe with your coworkers.
跟你的老板。
With your boss.
跟你的下属。
With your subordinate.
甚至教会的弟兄姐妹。
Even among brothers and sisters in
the
church.
哎呀，实在是痛苦。
It's really hard.
为什么？
Why?
其实圣经告诉我。
But the Bible tells us.
罪从一人入了世界。
Sin came into this world through one man.
这个问题就来了。
And this problem of sin is with us.
两个罪人在一起生活。
When two sinners living together,
没有问题的话，那才是奇迹。
It would be a miracle if they don't have problems with each other.
因为你跟我都那么自私嘛。
Because both you and I are so selfish.
你跟我都那么自我中心，对不对？
Both you and I are so self-centered.
很多时候我们都期望别人先跟我说话。
Many times we feel the other person ought to yield.
做传道人常常有这一种的经历。
All preachers have similar experiences like.
讲完道出门口忘记跟一位弟兄或者姐妹握手的话呢？那个弟兄姐妹就恨他几个礼拜，不跟他讲话。
After message and he was standing at the door, he forgot to shake hands with someone, and that individual would not speak to the pastor for several weeks.
因为他觉得我是那么的重要，你竟然不跟我握手。
Because that person feels I'm so important, yet you refuse to shake hands with me.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们都因为离开了神，所以我们的我爬上了我们的宝座上。
Since we all left God.And ourself is sitting on the throne of our heart.
So we, this 一辈子真是这个苦的苦多乐少。
So our whole life, we have more sorrows and we have happiness.
劳苦愁烦。
We really feel bad.
我们在这个人的关系里面转转啊转，跳不出来。
So we are constantly struggling among the interhuman relationships.
让我用一个最亲密的夫妻的关系来做一个 introduction， 来看人究竟是怎么回事。
Use an illustration of a relationship between husband and wife as an introduction.
有的丈夫他在台北市在军队里面做事。
There's a husband who serves in the armed forces.
但是他是文官。
And but he was really a civilian employee.
做办公室的。
So he is he sit at the desk.
有一天他上班。
One day he goes to work.
啊，是一个很大的 surprise party.
There was a large surprise party.
为什么？因为他的上司赏识他，给他升官。
Because he just got a promotion.
所以给他有这个庆祝的一个仪式。
There's a ceremony for his promotion.
他从一颗梅花变成两颗梅花。
So he's promoted from major to lieutenant colonel.
哇，那一天他高兴得不得了。
He was very, very happy.
沾沾自喜。
He was very proud of himself.
坐在凳子上都坐不牢。
So he couldn't even sit still.
一直看钟，几点钟还没下班。
So he was constantly watching the clock.
为什么？他很想回去。在太太面前炫耀一番。
He really liked to go home and tell his wife and show his pride.
告诉他的太太说：“你看，你的先生多行。
”He's trying to tell his wife, "Look how good your husband is."
所以那天还没到五点钟，他已经急得不得了，赶紧跳上这个 motorcycle， 在台北的街头这个 vivo 在那边转来转去，希望能够快一秒钟到家。
So after work, he got on his motorcycle. He drove in the city streets, weaving around, trying to hurry home.
然后按门铃，叮当。
Okay, he pressed the doorbell.
哎，太太开门了。
The wife was at the door.
哎，但是他发现今天太太神情有一点不太对。
But there was something different. The wife looks different.
好像心事重重。
Like she had a lot of worries.
这个头垂下来，很不开心的样子。
She looked pretty sad.
哎呀，他觉得说有一点不对劲。
He wondered, you know, there's something wrong.
但是这个先生还算不错。
But he was a good husband.
还可以暂时的忘记自己。
He could temporarily forget about himself.
他就很温柔的搂着太太的腰说：“哎，太太有话好说。”
Very gently, he told his wife.Tell me, honey, what's going on?
但是他这样子跟他安慰他的时候呢，有意无意的把这个肩膀凑在他的眼睛底下，希望他能够看。
As he was trying to hold his wife, he showed her his shoulder with his new, medal or whatever, you know, rank designator on his shoulder.
太太没有反应，还是这低下头不说。
The wife didn't seem to notice.
然后过了一会儿。
After a while.
他看见太太把身一转，就往客厅就领客厅跑。
So wife turned and ran to the living room.
然后一坐在沙发上面，还是不开心的。
She sat on the sofa and she didn't look happy.
哎呀，他觉得以前很少太太有这种反应。
That was quite unusual.
一定是很大的事情。
Must be something serious.
所以他赶紧很小心的跑过去，坐在太太的旁边。
So he ran after her and sat next to her.
安慰太太说：“太太，是谁欺负你？你告诉我。”
He was trying to comfort his wife, asking wife, you know.
但是跟他讲的时候呢，这个肩膀呢又凑到他的眼睛底下，希望他能够看见。
So as he was trying to hold his wife, he showed her his left shoulder with a new insignia or something on it.、Yeah.
但是还是没有反应。
But she still did not react to it.
再过一阵子。
After a while,
太太下雨了，是掉眼泪了。
the tears fell like rain.
哎呀，他说这件事情真的是很严重。
那他就说：“
哎，太太，究竟发生什么事情？赶快说啊！”
He said, "What actually did happen? Please tell me."
然后这个太太用脚在地板上面大力的顿一下。
The wife stamped the hard on the floor.
他说：“死鬼啊！”
Dead devil.
他说我今天到台北西门町特别弄了一个最新的发型，从你一进门我就这左刚要当着让你来称赞一下我这个发型漂亮。
So I just got a new coiffure, new hairdo and today and I wanted you to notice yet you haven't.
哎呀，这个先生说我今天升官发财了，是我左肩膀右肩膀，就是要你称赞我一下嘛。
So I said that I just got a promotion. I was trying to show you my new rank. I want you to praise me.
后来还是这个先生的胸襟比较宽的说：“啊，太太，对不起，对不起，让我看一下啊，还不错，还不错。
”So I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Let me take a look. Wow, it's great."
很配合你的脸型。
Okay, it's fit your face.
400块新台币还是花得来。
Even it costs 400 Taiwan dollars. It's still okay.
大事化小事，小事化无事，才破涕为笑。
So that problem blew over.
这个很简单的例子让我们看见。
This simple example let us see.
圣经谈到我们人的自我中心，我们的罪性，是真的描述的入骨透彻。
Bible really discussed our self-centeredness in very much detail.
我们都希望别人来注意我，来爱我。
We all want others' attention, to others' love.
但是当别人要求我们去注意他，去以他的需要作为第一考虑的时候，我们没有这个能力。
When someone else demands our attention, we are unable to provide it.
所以，如果我们对我们自我认识不够的话
，If we do not know ourselves well，
如果我们没有从神的角度来认识我们犯了罪以后的本性的话
，If we do not know ourselves through God's perspective that we have sinned，
我们这一辈子是会过得很 miserable。
We will lead a very miserable life.
我帮助很多这些要闹离婚啊，要打太太，要打先生啊，各种类型的这种家庭的难处。其实简单的说一句
，I counseled with a lot of couples who had marital problems or violence problems.
什么在作祟呢？是那个我。
What was really wrong? It's the self.
是那个离开了神要给我们站的位置上面的那个人。
It's a person who chose not to let God control himself.
换句话说，他凭着自己的需要、喜好来过他生命的这样子的人。
He's leading his life according to his own preferences.
所以今天我们人跟人中间的关系没有办法弥补。
So there's really hopeless trying to mend the inter-person relationship.
不管是夫妻，是两代之间，是兄弟，是同事。
Be it marital, or with in-laws, or with colleagues, or with brothers.
不管是劳资或者国与国、民与民，什么高峰会议等等这些，没有办法。
Be it problems among societies, the labor and the management relationship, or inter-nation relationship.
我们要想和平共存是妄想。
So it is impossible to lead a peaceful coexistence.
一个没有基督生命的人，一个没有神的国家。
In a country without God.
一个没有基督在你心中做主的这个人。
A person without having God be his Lord.
我们没有办法和谐相处。
There's no way for man to lead a peaceful coexisting life.
所以很容易的，我们会变成什么 ？I'm not okay. You are not okay.
So it's very easy we end into the state that I'm not okay and you are not okay.
或者说 I'm okay, you are no good.
Or I'm okay, but you are no good.
所以这种人跟人关系的破裂
So the breakdown between the inter-human relationship
再一次肯定圣经对人性的一个阐释
Once again, confirmed what the Bible has to teach about this interpersonal relationship.
当一个人的生命里面没有主他离开了神
When a person without the Lord leaving God,
他任意妄为
he try to do things he likes.
他要按着自己肉体的这个驱力来行事为人
So he is trying to lead a good life through his own effort.
所以以赛亚书53:6那边说，世人偏行己路。
In Isaiah 53,
个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在。
Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
罗马书3:23那边也提到说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
不管我们多努力的在那边尝试去弥补这个人跟人中间的鸿沟。
No matter how hard we try to mend this chasm between people.
我们的问题在哪里呢？
What our problem really is then?
请大家翻开旧约圣经耶利米书。
Please turn to the Old Testament, the Jeremiah.
2
Jeremiah chapter 2.
13.
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
耶利米书2:13
Jeremiah 2:13
找到由我们一起来念
If you find it, let's read it together
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事就是离弃我这活水的泉源为自己凿出池子是破裂不能存水的池子这个是对我们今天人跟人中间问题的一个一针见血的诊断
This is really a true description of our interpersonal relationship
两件事情
The two things
第一个我们离开了耶和华神这个活水的泉源
First we have forsaken the spring of living water
神本来要让我们过一个更丰盛的生命
God really wanted us to live a more abundant life.
他按照他的形象造人。
He created us in His own image.
他要把他的爱倾倒在我们的生命里面，来经历神的慈爱，神的荣耀。
He really wanted to pour out His love to us so that we can experience His love and His glory.
第一件事情我们做错了。
But first thing we did wrong was
我们跟水的活水的源头砍断。
We have left this spring of living water.
这是一个很严重的事情。
This is something very serious.
所以今天那些跟神没有连接的慕道的朋友。
Those people who are still seeking, who had no connection with God,
你心灵的干渴需要这个活水的供应。
Your thirst really need to be filled by this spring of water.
我想起发生在我们家里面的一件事情。
I remember something that happened in our household.
大概去年年底左右。
Last year, around Christmas.
我们每个月会收到那个水费表。
Every
water bill.
Month we receive our water bill.
哎，有一天我们收到一看，哇，这个月怎么我们洗那么多澡吗？
But that month we were quite surprised. Did we really take that many baths that month?
哇，比平常的那个 bill 高了几倍。
So that was several times above our regular water bill.
我说奇怪。
So I felt quite strange.
肥水不落别人田，这个我们家没有用那么多水啊，一定出了问题。
I don't believe that we have used as much water. There must be something wrong.
所以我们就到外面去看。
So we went out and tried to see.
试一下那些水龙头，看看地上有没有湿。
To make sure that none of the faucets are leaking.
没有啊。
None was.
Okay. 那最后我们要打电话。
So then we called the water company.
他们送了一个人来。
They sent someone over to check.
哎，这个人真是很有经验。
That person was quite experienced.
所以行家就是行家。
So he was really an expert at this.
他会看水，我不晓得他会不会看风哈。
He really knew.
他来我们的草地一看。
So he came and inspected our lawn.
他说问题在那。
He said, "There, what's your problem?"
I
asked him, "How did you know?"
他说，你看了，这是那个街上的总水龙头 main 这个。Pipe 在这边啊，然后你们家的水是从这边进去这条管子。
So you see that was your main pipe, you know, it's going from here to there.
他说你有没有注意，他经过的那一段的草地特别绿。
Have you noticed that the grass that the pipe passed underneath was very very green? Yeah, very very lush. And lots of water.
他说其中有一段是生锈破口。你所有的水还没有进到你家，都流到这个草地上。
I'm sure there's a leak because of rust, and you lost a lot of water before they reached your home.
最后我们请了那个修水龙头的人来，一拉一看，真的果然不错。
We called the plumber, and he was right.
水费很贵，但是家里面没有得到那么多水。
I pay a lot of money for the water, but we did not really receive the water.
今天许多人。
Many people today,
他以为他里面有那个平安喜乐。
They may feel that they have the peace and joy in their heart.
但是很可能是一个破的。
But that could still be a broken one.
这里圣经第二章那边第二章第十三节下半节第二件事情。
The second part of Jeremiah 2:13.
为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
They have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
人用许多的办法，希望能够心中有活水，有能力，有平安，有喜乐。
Man tried very hard to make sure that he can have peace and joy in their hearts.
但是那个问题是，这是一个破裂的池子。
But the problem is that their heart is like a broken cistern.
在我们住的那个小城叫做 Petaluma.
We live in a little town called Petaluma.
去年这个市政府用很大一笔钱修建了一个公园叫做 Lucchese Park. 里面有一个喷水的池子，很大，人工湖。
The city built a park, and in that there's a pond with a fountain in it.
然后他们开始差不多要落成灌水进那个湖子。
So as they are about to finish this park, they start to fill this pond.
奇怪，一直灌，一直不满。
So even though they tried to fill it, they couldn't really make the pump full.
搞了几个礼拜。
Several weeks later,
水都通通流光了。
So all the water leaked out.
请工程师来看。
They asked engineers to come.
原来那一块地面上面有一个很大的破口。
There was a large crack.
所以所有你不管什么水进去都给你吸光。
Doesn't matter how much water try to put in.
所以他一定要重新再填补那个地这个湖底的工程。
So they have to patch the bottom of this pond.
这个 St. Mary's 这个湖好像也是人工的。
It's a Lake St. Mary's, artificial lake, man-made lake.
它今天能够给我们那么多的享受，有鱼钓，可以划船。
Okay, today we can enjoy it so much, and we can fish in it, we can boat in it.
这两天天气不太好啊。
We don't have good weather.
我知道以前来很多人钓了很多鱼。
I know in the past there were many people fishing and caught a lot of fish.
为什么它能够供应别人呢？
How does the lake support all these activities?
因为它没有破。
Because there's no leak in it.
但是今天你跟我在神的面前。
Today, we stand in front of God. Have not moved yourself into the Lord Jesus.
你没有跟这个水塘的水接上。
You have not connected yourself with the source.
所以你没有办法来供应别人。
So you cannot support others.
另外，很可能你自己本身这个人是一个破碎的器皿。
Another thing is you yourself may be a broken vessel.
所以就算人家给你多少，你也没有办法给出去。
Even though people try to give you a lot, you have nothing left.
因为一个自我中心的人，他永远在那边要要要而不满。
Because a self-centered person, they keep asking and grabbing, and they cannot be filled.
其实让我再用另外一个很简单的这个生活的例子来说明何等的重要，我们必须跟我们的神连接上。我们才能够把光跟热带给别人。
So I'd like to give another illustration and how important it is to be connected with God so that you can give others light and warmth.
比如说这盏灯。
For example, this lamp here.
它靠着它自己的力量。
Depending on its own power.
拼命说亮啊亮啊亮啊，我要照亮这个黑暗的房间。
Keep saying that I want to give out light.
没有用。
It's not going to be successful.
你没有办法。
You cannot do it.
你还是在黑暗里面。
It won't work. You will remain in darkness.
唯一一个可能性，它能够很自然而不费力的发光的话。
There's only one way it can do it without effort.
你必须跟电发电厂的这个电源接上。
You have to be connected to this source of electricity.
一接上，你要亮，这是很自然的事。
Once you are connected and you become bright, that's natural.
你不接上，拼命来解决这个你的问题，你跟人的问题还是没有办法。
If you are not connected to the power source and you try to do it yourself, it will never work.
所以神让我们看见。
So God let us see.
我们不能够离开他。
We cannot forsake him.
谈到我们跟人的关系这个层面上面。
We talk about interpersonal relationship.
我们必须自己先插上能力的源头。
We have to be connected ourselves first to this power source.
我想知道这里有多少的家庭圣诞节的时候是放这个圣诞树的？有多少
？I'm wondering how many families here put out a Christmas tree.
举手给我看一下，有多少人家里是放圣诞？我不是站在这边定你的罪，所以可以放心。
I'm not going to convict you for doing it, so feel free to.
我是今年在弄圣诞树的时候，我突然间有一个领悟，一个属灵的真理。
So this year, while I was trying to put up this tree, I felt I found something.
放一个圣诞树在那边。
I put up this tree.
然后你要挂很多的这些装饰品。
You have to hang those tinsels and the lights.
最后你把那个灯啊会闪闪。发亮的灯，这个
是 flashing light on the tree.
我发现这棵树能够闪烁那么美丽的光明呢，乃是在于那个插头有没有接到那个插头上。
The reason that the tree is pretty is that we can plug those lights onto our source.
我特别想到，如果我是那第一盏的小灯
，I assume that if I'm this first lamp on this chain of lamps,
我怎么能够亮呢？
How can I be bright?
我怎么让它也亮呢？
How can I make him bright also?
我拼命说亮啊亮啊 ，Peter 亮亮亮。
I keep saying that light, light. I want to.
然后我也推他，
赶快
亮亮亮，没有用。
Push him to make sure that he gives out some light.
但是有人把我带插到那个插头上面。
But if someone plugged me in,
我亮。
I'm bright.
碰一下，它那边又亮。
And here bright also. And every lamp.
自然的整棵树都亮起来。
Yeah, every lamp on the tree will be bright afterwards.
让我体会到我们在人跟人的关系上面。
So I can feel that this is something like an interpersonal relationship.
我们没有办法离开主。
We cannot leave our Lord.
离开主以后，我们没有那个爱去爱那些不可爱的。
If we forsake our Lord, we do not have the love to love others.
因为每一个自我中心的人实在不好看他的样子。
So every person who is self-centered is not pretty.
你怎么会觉得他可爱呢？
How can you make him feel lovable?
我们生下来是比较容易看人的弱点，不太容易看人的长处。
It's natural for us to detect other people's shortcomings rather than strength.
圣经也告诉我们说，我们看见弟兄眼中的刺，看不见自己眼中的梁木，对吧？
Even the Bible tells us it's easy for us to see a speck in a brother's eye, but not a plank in our own eyes.
所以我们很容易找出别人的毛病。
It is easy, very easy for us to find fault in others.
但是不太容易承认自己的错误。
But it's not hard. It's not easy for us to admit our own wrongs.
特别年纪越大
especially as we grow older,
地位越高
we are more advanced in our accomplishments.
越难下台说我错了，请你原谅。
It's harder for us to be humble and ask for forgiveness.
有时候打错了孩子
Sometimes we hit our kids for wrong reason.
我会发错过，我爸爸也发错过我，我也发错过我两个儿子。
My father has disciplined me for the wrong reason, and I have done the same to my kids.
如果我没有基督的生命的话
，If I do not have this life of Jesus,
我说打错了也活该。
I will say that you deserve it, even
天下无不是之父。
My mistake. The parents is always right.
谁叫你做我的儿子
？Who let you be my son?
看见没有，父子的关系也可以弄得很糟。
So even the relationship between the father and the son,
因为我是爸爸嘛，我的儿子是比我小十几二十岁，这个。
So I'm the father, my kids were younger than me for 20 years.
哪里有
？How can I ask for forgiveness from them?
除非有一天他比我高大了，那我没办法。
Unless one day that he is taller and stronger than I am,
他来做主了。
He is richer,
乖乖的就好，随便你了，我也懒得跟你争。
And that time I would be submissive, and I'm also old. I won't argue anymore.
这些都是我们人里面的问题啊。
So these are all our problems in ourselves.
我们那个我很骄傲，很强。
We are proud.
我们没有办法承认错。
We cannot admit that we are wrong.
但是圣经告诉我们说，神的方法，他的原则不是这样。
But the Bible teaches that this is not God's principle.
原来我做一个很失败的见证。
I'd like to give you an example of my own failure.
我真的发现，跟随主的人没有什么值得骄傲的。
I really feel that there's nothing to be proud of for people who serve God.
就是我有没有插在这个电源上面。像约翰福音十五章，我有没有紧紧的连接在基督里面
？The key is just like what's said in John chapter 15. Am I really connected with Jesus?
我们跟主的关系疏远了。
If we distant ourselves,
或者脱节了
，or if we forsake him,
你那个我就爬上台了。
So yourself will become the ruler of your life.
你的容忍的限度就没有了。
And you no longer have any patience.
你就自以为是了，觉得对方不对了。
You feel you are righteous, and everyone else is wrong.
有一次，我跟我的太太不开心。
One time, I had some problem with my wife.
所以传道人不是圣人哈。
Okay, the preachers are not always holy persons.
我是 human being, 我是人。
I'm just a human being.
所以有一次，我是记得是跟他闹得不开心。
One day, we had an argument.
平常也知道，就是尽快和解了。
I know that normally we should try to resolve our problems as quickly as possible.
但是那一次不晓得大概什么原因，我想很可能就是我跟主的关系不是很好。
I don't quite remember why. I guess my relationship with God wasn't good at that time.
所以未到最后关头，绝不轻言道歉。
So unless I get pushed to the corner, I would not ask for forgiveness.
我就是不下来。
I just would not say that I was sorry.
结果那一次熬过夜了。
So we, a night has passed.
糟糕。
It's bad,
我说过，平常两个人很恩爱，那天晚上是背对背， 他睡这一头，我睡这一头。
And normally we sleep when we sleep together, we're close to each other. But that evening, there's a separation.
很希望对方说踢你一脚，说，嗨，算了，不要那么生气。
We hope that the other person would kick me and say, okay, let's get it over with.
但是自己又不愿意先做这个动作，希望他先道歉。
But I really want her to ask for forgiveness first.
好了，这个不满过了夜就删掉，变成这个 resentment, bitterness.
So our dissatisfaction becomes bitter the next day. Bitterness the next day.
上班很痛苦，赶快平常有说有笑，那一天没话讲就往门外跑。
So I felt bad even at work. Normally I kid with my coworkers, but that day I didn't say much.
做事那个心中很痛苦。
I really felt bad
in office. 这个胃里面好像有蝴蝶在飞。
I felt there's a butterfly in my stomach.
但是又硬撑到底，就是我偏偏不说，我觉得他不对，他应该道歉。
I knew that she was wrong, so I was waiting for her.To apologize first.
我不像那个军官，等五点钟赶快回家看太太。
I wasn't like that officer I mentioned earlier. I tried to hurry home to see his wife.
我是很想不回家。
I really hope that I didn't have to go home.
但是五点钟到了。
But then it's five.
基督徒又结了婚，你能够到哪里去呢？
A married Christian, where can you go after work?
硬着头皮只好啊。回家去吧。
I had to go home.
叮咚，按门铃。
So I rang the bell.
哎呀，一开门。
And the door was opened.
我太太说：“青凯，我给你放了一缸热水，好好洗个澡。”哇！这一下，这一招我倒没有想到。
Wife told me, Peter, I have put in the bath water and hot water, so take a bath.
我以为要跟他冷战打下去了。
I really was expecting a fight.
没有。
There was no fight.
我那时候我还记得说，好啊。
I said, OK.
那么自以为意啊。
I felt and she finally yielded.
我心里面好像说，你知错了吧。
And I was talking within my heart, yeah, now you know you were wrong.
好，进去这个浴室，把袜子脱掉。
So I entered the bathroom.
先试一下水的温度。
I tested the water to make sure the temperature was right.
不晓得是不是要谋杀亲人，一了百了。
If she was going to check me,
哎，结果一试那个水的温度刚刚好，正是我要。
The temperature was right, exactly what I wanted.
然后我躺下去的时候
，As I was laying down in the water,
我眼泪流下来。
I wept.
我觉得我真是亏欠。
I really felt sorry.
为什么
？Why?
以弗所书五章那边说得很清楚。
Ephesians 5,
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
The husband, love your wives.
好像基督爱教会，为他舍己。
How Christ loved the church and died for the church.
我说 Peter, 你这人真差劲。
I said Peter, you're terrible.
你舍弃了什么味道？还要他这样子用热水来堆在你的头上。
But did you give up? You know, you're waiting for her to heap hot water on your head.
我觉得。我的太太是按照圣经的教训来做的那一次。
My wife did according to the Bible.
我们看一下这个罗马书第十二章。
Let's see Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
第十七节。
17.
罗马书第十二章第十七节。
Romans 12:17.
我们从十七看到二十一。不要以恶报恶。众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要为自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Romans 12:17. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody.
我们家不烧炭。
Okay, we do not burn coal at home.
所以他就用热水堆在我的身上。
Instead of heaping burning coals on his head, on my head, she heaped hot water on my head.
他把我融化掉。
She melted me.
我没话讲。
I didn't have anything to say.
我失败。
I failed.
那你看见没有？有主的家庭有这一些可爱的镜头。
So do you see that a Christian home have such scenes often?
主说，
lovely scenes.
你们在世上会有困难。
The Lord said that you will have problems in this world.
但是因为你在我里面，你连接上这个爱的源头，你可以靠着我胜过人性的弱点。
Because you are connected with me, and you are connected to this source of love, and through me, you could overcome this world.
两个一男一女成为夫妻，如果他们中间没有基督的爱。
A man and woman becomes a husband and wife if they do not have the Christian love.
没有基督的生命。
If they don't have a Christian life.
你遇到难处的时候。
When you run into problems.
两个都干的。
Both are dry.
从哪里来滋润这个人际摩擦所带来的这个干跟渴呢？
Where do they have to feel the thirst or the dryness which was a result of constant struggles?
所以求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
我知道这里有代表许多的家庭。
I know that many families are represented here tonight.
也代表许多一个饥渴的心灵在这边。
And many thirsty hearts were represented here tonight.
你没有办法饶恕别人。
You cannot forgive the other.
你没有办法去爱一些不可爱的。
You cannot love someone who is not lovely.
靠着你自己的力量。
And through your own strength.
唯有靠着耶稣基督那不改变的无条件的爱。
It is only through Jesus Christ, His unfailing and unlimited love.
也只有透过我们搬进去耶稣基督里面。
It's only through our moving ourselves into the Lord Jesus.
我们跟这个生命跟爱的源头紧紧地连接在一起。
We are connected with this source of life and love.
我们能够说我错了，请你原谅我。
We can say that I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me?
我们能够说你不管你多么的不可爱，我在基督里面能够原谅你。
We can tell the other person even though. No matter how unlovely you are, we can still forgive you.
今天许多人跟人的关系里面需要耶稣基督。
We need Jesus Christ in our interpersonal relationships.
不然的话，我自己这个做这个家庭婚姻辅导的人，我有十几年的在做从事这个 profession， 我发现很 helpless.
I've been a marriage counselor for more than 10 years. Without Christ's love, I would feel very depressed.
真的没有。
Helpless, because there's nothing else.
你去找那些不信主的那些辅导，那些心理。
If you go visit those counselors who are not Christians,
他会告诉你一刀两断最干脆。
They can tell you to get a divorce the easiest way.
我还在那
边活嘛。Why should you live with someone not lovable?
但是神那边的方法不是这样。
But this is not God's plan.
神告诉我们说，他要弥补我们的伤口。
Because God tells us that He wanted to mend our wounds for us.
神的救法不是把破裂的瓶子用 crazy glue 把它重新粘在一起。
God is not trying to mend a broken vessel using this super crazy glues.
他的方法是 recycle.
He tried to recycle this vessel.
整个把你打碎了。
He is going to break this vessel down.
重新调和。
And remix it.
要在你的肉心把它拿出来，放一个新的心啊，石头的心拿出来，放一个肉的心进去。以西结书那边说
，Take out a stony heart and replace it with a fleshy heart。
把新的心跟新的灵放在你跟我生命里。
He is going to give us a new heart and new spirit。
也只有透过耶稣基督
，It is only through Jesus Christ，
我们才能够彼此相爱。
We can love each other。
使徒约翰说，我们爱。因为神先爱我。
Apostle John said that we love because God loved us first.
我能够见证，也自己亲身经历说，好真实的一句话。
I can witness for that, testify this is a really true.
我们能够相爱，必须我们两个同时在基督的爱里。
If we can love each other only because we both are in Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
在人际的关系里面。
In our interpersonal relationships,
能够看见耶稣基督在我们生命里面的重要性。
We can see the importance of Christ Jesus in our lives.
你渴慕有一个很温暖、可爱、充满爱的家庭。
If you want a family or a home filled with love,
你渴慕跟人的关系能够是一个和谐满足的关系。
If you want to have a harmonious relationship with others,
你跟我都必须回到耶稣基督里面。
Both of us must return to Jesus Christ.
我们看最后一处的圣经。
Let us study one last passage.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
Second Corinthians 5:17.
这是一节非常 powerful 的一句神的话语。
This is a very powerful word of God.
这里怎么说？若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，一切，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Second Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
不管你过去的经验是如何的痛苦跟失败
，doesn't matter what kind of terrible experiences.
神的话语告诉我们说，如果今天晚上
，God's words is telling us, if tonight,
你在基督里面
，you are in Christ Jesus.
这里说，若有人
，it says therefore if anyone.
换句话说，凡是人
any person.
如果只要你是人的话
As long as you are a human being
神的话语说你今天晚上在基督里面
And the word said If you are in Christ
你就是一个新的人
You are a new creation
所有旧的都要过去
All the old will be gone
一切都变成新的
Everything has become new
哇这个新的开始是多么的 带来希望 跟这个盼望
How wonderful is this new creation full of hope.
所以我会劝你不要为过去在那边流泪痛苦。
So please do not weep over what you have done in the past.
你需要一个新的开始。
You need a new creation.
如果今天晚上你在耶稣基督里面。
If tonight you are in Christ Jesus.
你就是神的人。
You are a man of God.
这个旧的事情。
The old things.
好像。这个王志的老牧师他用了一个例子说好像一杯苦的茶
The old things just like some preacher has said is like a bitter tea cup of tea
如果把耶稣基督放进去了
If we threw Jesus into this cup
他是糖
And he is a sugar
他会把这杯苦茶变成甜水
He can make it turn this bitter tea into sweet tea
所以我们需要耶稣基督你跟我都需要
You and I all need Christ Jesus.
我们在基督里面，我们可以焕然一新。
So in Jesus, we can become new.
若有人在基督里
，If anyone is in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
旧事已过
，The old has gone.
都变成新的了
，The new has come.
所以今天晚上我要给大家一个挑战，特别还在基督门外的人。
Tonight I'm going to give you all a challenge, especially to those who are still outside the door of Christ.
你试一下，凭着信心说：“耶稣基督，我感谢你的爱。”我要
to try and say in faith that I really admire your love and I want it.
你要承认自己的需要跟自己的困境。
You have to admit your needs and your difficulties.
你要承认自己有罪，离弃了神。
You have to admit that you have sinned and you were not connected with God.
然后要求耶稣基督进入你的生命里。
And you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart.
这个进入基督里面，很像我们办这个移民来美国一样。
To enter the kingdom of God is just like what we arranged in our immigration papers.
第一，你要跑对地方，对不对？
First, you have to go to the right place.
你说我要移民到美国。
If you say I want to emigrate to America,
你跑到这个乌干达的他们的总领事馆。
So you go to the consulate of Uganda.
然后你填了一大堆表，然后觉得我去了，结果要到一个白的地方，跑到一个黑的地方去。
So you fill a lot of forms. You feel you're going to America, but instead of going to a white place, you go to a black place.
你要去的。那个地方你要清楚，你要跑对。
You have to know the place you go to go to the right place.
按照你要进入的这个国家的这个手续来办理申请的手续。
So when you apply for a visa, you have to follow the law of the country you like to enter.
你填表的时候，第一就是你的身份。
Now the first thing you fill in the paper is your current status.
你跟我的身份都是罪人的身份。
Both you and I are of the status of sinners.
这个要弄得很清楚。
And you have to be clear about it.
然后你要表明 这个加入这个国家的意愿，对不对？
You have to express your desire to enter this new country.
你要说我放弃以前的 nationality， 我现在要加入这个新的国家的国籍。
I'm going to give up my old nationality and like to acquire new citizenship.
如果你要去宣誓的话，人家问你要不要做美国人，你说 I'm not quite sure， 可是我国家。
If during the swearing ceremony and they ask you would you like to become an American, you say I'm not sure, and they say okay, you may go now.
所以我们一定要有这个意愿，说我要。
We have to have this desire. I want it.
然后他会说担保人在哪里？
He's going to ask you, where are your references?
我们说耶稣基督在我旁边担保我进去，他靠他的宝血，我今天是一个可以被称为义的人。
We say that Jesus Christ is our reference, and through it is through His blood, we can count ourselves righteous.
然后我们要经过宣誓的手术。
Then we have to go to this swearing in ceremony.
所以你要表明你的心态。
You have to express your heart desire.
成为一个基督徒以后，你要受洗加入教会。
And when you become a Christian, you need to be baptized and join a church.
这个很简单，我们都能够明了的这个。从一个国际进入另外一个国际的手续，同样应用在属灵的这个国度里面。
We know that to emigrate from one nation to another, we know there are rules and the laws governing this process. So, going into the kingdom of God, there are also rules.
神的国是牛奶与蜜之处。
The kingdom of God is a place of flowing milk and honey.
是要把生命、希望、爱、能力、平安给你的一个地方。
So He wants to give you a life, hope, and peace, and everything.
你可能得罪了很多人。
Maybe you have offended many.
也伤害了许多人。
Maybe you have hurt many.
可能你也被伤害很多。
Maybe you have been hurt yourself many times.
可能你生命里面最重要的一个人让你很失望。
Someone very important in your life, most important person in your life,
你也伤害了一个在你生命里面很重要的人。
And you have also hurt someone you value very dearly.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
神说，若有人在基督里。
He said, if anyone is in Christ,
他就是新造的人,
he becomes a new creation.
旧事已过,
the old has gone,
都变成新的,
and the new has come.
你要这个新的生命?
Do you want this new life?
今天晚上就是你的机会。
Tonight is your opportunity.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣, 我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为靠着我们的本相, 我们不懂得爱, 也没有那个能力去爱。
According to our own effort, we cannot understand love and we cannot love.
我们回头看一下我们的一生是有许多的失败跟痛苦。
Looking back, we know we have many failures in our lives.
我们也真的觉得我们没有那个人生的方向跟生存的意义。
We really feel that we do not have a purpose in our lives.
但是谢谢你。
But thank you, Lord.
因为你已经原谅了我们。
Because you have forgiven us.
你已经接纳了我。
You have accepted us.
今天你要求我们靠着耶稣基督来原谅别人，来接纳别人。
You ask us to forgive others and receive others through Jesus Christ.
我们必须把我们的生命接在你的生命上。
We have to connect our lives to you.
主啊，我们承认我们自己是一个罪人。
Lord, we admit that we are sinners.
多少时候我们是自我中心。
Many times we are self-centered.
为自己而活。
We are living for ourselves.
要求别人来满足我们的需要。
We ask other people to fill our needs.
当别人不能满足我们的时候，我们就觉得受伤，我们就觉得绝望。
When others couldn't, and we felt hurt, and we felt depressed.
我们就想报复，我们就想回报。
We wanted to avenge a revenge.
主啊，今天晚上求你把饶恕的灵放在我们心中。
Father, give us the spirit of forgiveness tonight.
因为你在我们人当中成为我们的中保，也在我们跟神当中成为我们的中保。
Because you are a mediator between us and God and between us and others.
当我们安静的时候
，as we are quiet before you，
我还是很快的要给朋友们一个表示的机会。
I still like to give you some time to make a decision.
有谁今天晚上要耶稣基督这个能够饶恕别人的爱？
Anyone here who wants Lord Jesus who can give you this love of forgiveness?
你也承认说耶稣基督，我需要你的饶恕，我是一个罪人。
You also admit that Jesus, I need forgiveness because I'm a sinner.
你要一个新的开始的。
You want a new beginning.
请你把手举一下。
Would you please raise your hand?
有没有这样子的？
Anyone here who is like that?
神爱你。
God loves you.
他要给你一个新的开始。
He wants to give you a new beginning.
不要看别人。
Do not look at others.
你心中要就把手举起来。
If you want, you just raise your own hand.
可能是你最后一次的机会。
Maybe this is your last opportunity.
有没有这样子的人？
Is there anyone here?
你要耶稣基督，你需要他。
You want Lord Jesus. You need him.
你就凭着信心来支取这个爱。
Through faith, you are going to
来支取这个神赦罪的平安。
You want to take this peace of forgiveness.
我不愿意耽误很多人的时间。
I don't want to tarry.
所以我只要求你，你如果有感动，不要消灭圣灵的感动，就凭信心得到耶稣基督。
Do not resist, and through faith you gain Christ.
有没有这样子的朋友
？Anyone here tonight? It's like that.
耶稣基督爱你。
The Lord Jesus loves you.
他也要给你这份爱。
He wants to give you this love
能够去爱你周遭最亲密的
so that you can love someone around you.
还有没有
Anyone else?
亲爱的主耶稣基督
Dear Lord Jesus
谢谢你
We thank you
我们相信你的话语不落空
We know that your words never return in vain
你已经进入我们的生命里面
You have entered our lives
虽然我们在座有一些朋友他愿意接受你但是不愿意举手的
Even though there are people here who are willing to receive you, yet they refuse to raise their hands.
你知道。
But you know them.
你也已经接纳他。
And you receive them nevertheless.
他们在暗中的祷告，你也听见。
You hear their silent prayers.
如果有一些人，你愿意跟着我祷告。
If anyone of you would like to pray with me,
来接受耶稣基督这个爱的。
And you're willing to receive this love of Lord Jesus Christ,
请你默默地跟我这样子祷告。
Please follow me in this prayer silently.
主耶稣基督
Lord Jesus,
我承认我是一个有亏欠的人。
I admit that I'm a sinner.
我离开了你，我不认识你。
I have forsaken you, I did not know you.
但是今天晚上
But tonight,
我看见我的需要。
I see my needs.
我也相信耶稣基督是爱的源头。
I also believe that you are the source of love.
你来人世是为我的罪死在十字架上。
You come to this world to die for our sins.
今天晚上我打开我的心门。
Tonight I'm going to open the door of my heart.
请你进入我的生命里面。
Please enter.